lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here?
No,
after five
I was
years?
Pleased. I was happy. I met my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, I found a good job. And the Morrises were very, very nice to me. Very nice.
You still keep close with them?
Well, the mother is dead. The father died last year, 2 years ago. And the boys, when do I see him? But still and all, the mother was a regular saint. I'm telling you, you don't see so many people.
What street was it on? What area?
When I first came, they lived on Crawford Street.
Crawford and where?
Clark. It was near Clark.
Mm-hmm. And what was the neighborhood like?
Of the what?
What was the neighborhood like there? The neighborhood.
Well, there was a Jewish section, a Jewish neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. How long did you live with them?
For about 4 or 5 years till I got married.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let me go somewhere else. You know, she felt that she brought me over and she's responsible for me. I'm telling you, you don't see any more women like her. She was a regular saint.
What kind of work did you do? I mean, you told me how difficult it was, but your first job.
It was, they took me into a pants factory. At first I was a finisher.
Mm-hmm. But they taught you?
Yeah, sure. But still and all, it didn't work out. I didn't find too much, you know, it wasn't paid a good pay job. So then I found a job as a seamstress.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked from Arthur and Siddle. They went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Forbes and it's a big shop there, a big place. I forgot what's now there, but there was a pants factory.
Where did you work as a seamstress afterwards? In the same place, pants factory?
Yeah.
From finisher, you went to work as a seamstress?
Yeah. No, as a finisher, I worked in a different place.
Oh.
But then I found myself a job. It was a union shop, and they didn't care if I
mm-hmm.
don't come in on Saturdays, see? In other places, they wouldn't take me if I don't work on Saturdays.
How much did you get?
Oh, I don't know, $10, $12 a week.
You don't remember?
No, the first job I had this was $3.
Mm-hmm.
But then I made 10 and 12.
And how many hours? Do you remember the hours?
Well, till 5 hours.
From what time to what time?
From eight till five, I think. I think like that.
How long did you remain at this job?
Huh?
How long did you stay on this job? How many years?
For about 3 years, till I got married.
Did you belong to a union?
Then I belonged, yes. No, it became, if I'm not mistaken, it became a union shop. I'm not sure. Wait a minute. Arthur and Siddle's wasn't a union shop. And then I joined another, and that was a union shop. But I don't remember the name of it.
Which your local was it? That you, was it Amalgamated Clothing Workers?
I don't remember. Just a short while.
Mm-hmm.
I belonged there for just a short while.
What became your life's work?
What do you mean?
That you did for the rest of your life. You weren't the pants
Well, after all, after I got married, I was a husband, and naturally raised children, and I brought over a family, an aunt and an uncle and a son. I brought them over, and then I brought the sister over, the one she lives in Florida now. Well, and that's what it is, and I joined the organization after being here the first year. I was recommended to join the Palestine Party. So I joined and I still belong there. And then the Pioneer Women came up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask you more about this later. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting question. Let's see how you answer it. If you could live this part of your life over,
I would love
what kind of work would you like to do?
I would like to do the same thing, but I would like to live over the same thing. Maybe there are things that maybe I didn't do it right, I would do it now correctly. I wish I could do it, but it's a wishful thinking. It's a thing that nobody can do it, and it wouldn't happen with me neither.
Well, I think what they want to know is that somebody will say, well, maybe I would go into another line of work or something like this.
I would do the same thing, but in a better way. I want you to know it.
Did you have any schooling in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yes. I went to night school.
Where?
Franklin School. And then I went to Peabody High School in the evenings.
You finished elementary school at Franklin, you
yeah,
got a certificate?
Then I went to
Peabody High School.
Yeah.
They had evening courses there.
Hmm?
They had evening courses there,
yeah.
In Peabody.
Not too long, but I went to Peabody after I was married already, and
mm-hmm.
I had the children, and my husband used mm-hmm. to come. So I didn't, just for one winter.
So you didn't finish the high school program?
No, just for one winter I went there.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how they taught English in Franklin Night School? What was the method they used?
I didn't visit another school. I should know the difference, you understand?
Yeah, but I mean, did they emphasize reading or writing?
Reading
or
and writing, reading and writing.
It was just adults in the
class?
That's
all. Just adults. Just foreigners.
Big class, small class?
Well, there were about 30 people in the class, but Lawyer Giffen was our teacher then.
What's his name?
Giffen. I think he's dead, but there was he was a well-known lawyer, and he was a well-known teacher. Giffen was his name.
And how did you learn how to speak English?
By just like that, reading and writing and...
How did you learn how to write English?
How does everybody learn?
My mother can't. My father can't. They never learned. That's why, how did you learn?
Well, listen, my God, let me tell you, I'm very much embarrassed of myself because I should know better. I should know more than I know. I want you to know. I feel very bad about it.
Did you have any Gentile classmates in school?
Oh, yes.
How did they treat you?
We didn't have any trouble.
Did you see any of them socially?
No.
Did you go to Hebrew school here in America?
I started, but I started, and I saw that I wouldn't learn much because as much as I brought over with me, it's a thing that, in fact...
Where did you start? Which school?
I had classes in Hebrew Institute. But as I said before, just one winner, I saw that it's not for me because...
That you know more.
I'm advanced much more, and it's mm-hmm. no sense for me in going.
Mm-hmm. Did you like music?
No.
Did you play a musical instrument?
No.
Did you ever go to concerts and opera?
Oh, I do go to concerts.
Then, we're talking about the first 5 years.
No, I never had a chance. But then, after I was married, naturally, when there were concerts or so, I did go, but
Did you go to the Yiddish theater?
Sure. I'm telling you, I'm a great admirer of Yiddish.
Where did you go? Do you remember? Which places?
The places they played here in the Webster. In the Soldiers Memorial Hall, and in Webster Hall. Not Webster Hall. What is in there? Oh, the one that's...
Where the Yiddish theater played.
In the Yiddish theater. I don't...
Or the English theater. Did you go to English theater,
sure.
too? Any kind of theater.
Any kind.
Vaudeville and so on.
Huh?
Vaudeville, too?
No.
Did you go to movies?
Movies. Oh, it's not a question. Movies and shows and...
Mm-hmm. Did you go to lectures?
Oh, yeah. Where? Oh, yeah.
Where?
Yiddish, English.
Where?
Wherever they had their lectures in the Carnegie Music Hall and in the Y and...
Before that, you know, the early years. Do you remember places where they had lectures in the
well,
early years?
When I was just before I was married, you know, I didn't go too much, but whenever I had a chance, I went to the... They used to have lectures in the IKS.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What can you do with that? Did you go to the library? Which one?
Carnegie.
Where?
on
which branch? The main branch.
The main branch, sure.
Not the one on Wiley.
No, the one on Wiley.
On Wiley, on the hill.
Oh, yes. I forgot completely that they had every... Do they still have it?
I don't think so. They had, sure. They had Hebrew books there on Wiley.
They do?
They had Hebrew books there.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I used to go there.
And you went to the main branch, too?
Oh, yeah.
Did you read any newspapers here? What are you laughing at me? It says so. I'm reading the question straight from the questionnaire.
You know what? Just if I would ask you, did you ever read any newspapers?
Do you know that there were people who came here who were so busy working, they didn't have time to open a newspaper?
Wouldn't you laugh at me?
But it says so. I'm following the questionnaire. Now you answer me. Which newspapers did you read?
I don't remember the names of them, but I
try
always...
Try and remember.
I always read the name of the... Now, I read the press. But I used to read the Santelli.
Mm-hmm.
But
did you read any Yiddish papers? Which Yiddish paper? Okay, don't laugh.
I read a Jewish paper.
Yeah, which papers did you read?
At first, my husband was the first one to subscribe the Tug. You hear?
Mm-hmm.
The first among the first readers, the first ones. He got a prize then, a fountain pen. You hear?
That's interesting.
So naturally, without a paper, and you know what? I told people, and yeah, I want you to believe me, that I'm telling you the truth. You don't know me, but I want you to believe me, that if I had to choose between the Jewish paper and the medicine, and I can't afford to keep both of them, I would choose the paper instead of a medicine. So you ask me whether I want to tell you, I'm a subscriber of the Zukunft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a subscriber of the YIVO. You know, I'm a member to the YIVO. I'm a member of the Jewish culture, of the Congress of Jewish Studies. You hear?
Mm-hmm.
I get a Pioneer Women Journal. And I don't know, I can't figure out in the camphor.
Mm-hmm.
So do you ask me whether I read?
Did you ever read the Volksfind?
The what?
The Volksfind.
No. It was a paper like the Volksfind, but how much more can I read?
But you heard about it.
Yeah.
You know whose paper it was?
No.
Evelyn Bloom's grandfather.
Oh, Glick.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember it, the Pittsburgh paper. Vitamin Zalzama Glick used to sign. Sure.
Did you read it?
I forgot what... Sure. But before I was married, I used to read the Tageblatt.
Mm-hmm.
They used to subscribe as the Tageblatt, so I used to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you ask me whether I read a Jewish paper.
When you came to the United States, did you consider yourself a religious person?
Oh, yeah.
In what way did you show
Listen,
this?
I'm telling you, I was with the Orthodox family.
No, I mean, we're talking about you personally.
Oh, I wouldn't do things.
What kind of things did you do as part of being religious?
Listen, whatever the Jewish laws required, that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. And did you change during the first 5 years?
Well, at the beginning, you know, the Palestinians were very, very free.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let me tell you, just like the Arbitring members, I don't know whether you know, when they came to this country, they wanted to burn all the bridges up behind them, and they didn't want to know of any religion. I want you to know it. And the biggest thrill for them was when I worked in Sharp, that the forwards used to have the ball, the forwards ball, to Kalnidre.
Mm.
So the girls used to go around with such a cheer as against Handverbringen, you hear, mitunten Gott auf Zaluches, and they'll go to a ball to Kalnidre. You understand that I didn't go, but I belonged to the Palestine, and they were free too. Now everything has changed. Everything is changed. Now they realize that they left something valuable behind them, and they didn't reach nowhere. You
but
hear?
You didn't change.
No, not much. certain days, you know, that that I didn't do years before, but for instance, you know, I never wrote on Saturday. Now...
I'm talking about the first 5 years.
That's
not
it.
Not about now.
Oh.
The first 5 years
I didn't
you
write on Saturday. I didn't do a thing on Saturday, no.
Did you go to shul in Pittsburgh?
No.
When you lived in the hill?
No, I as even when my children were small, I didn't go to shul. I figured that...
Which shul did the Morrises go to? Do you remember?
The Miller Street, the Russian shul.
The big Russian shul?
The Russian shul.
Oh, but the big one?
Yeah, yeah.
The Geisler shul.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, but you didn't go?
No.
Today, now, at present, which religious observances do you carry on in your home?
Listen, as a Jewish woman, I carry on all the religious rules. I go to shul now, not every Saturday, but since my children are grown up, so the Yom Tovim, I go to shul.
And what shul do you go to?
To the Young People's Synagogue. Are you going there too? I have the biggest pleasure there to stay there because the crowd there is so fine. Especially I'm very close to Mrs. Fex.
Mm-hmm.
You know her?
Yeah. And what else? Shabbos is Shabbos.
Shabbos is Shabbos. Listen, I write on Saturday, I'm telling you, I didn't write on Saturday when I came.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, as I said before, I couldn't work on Saturday and I couldn't write on Saturday. For the rest of the family, they shouldn't, mm-hmm. they shouldn't show that if I'm doing it, they may do it too. So that's what it is.
But that's your only conception, writing on Shabbos.
All.
Otherwise, Benschlecht and so on,
yeah,
and Kashrus and so on.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't come to investigate.
No, it's okay. Listen, let me tell you, I'm not an hypocrite and I wouldn't be afraid to tell you that.
Did you experience any change in health when you first came to Pittsburgh? Was your health different from what it was in
well,
Europe?
Not much.
Due
I
to
was
the
much
climate
heavier.
Or
I was much heavier, but still in all I went on with it.
You were in good health.
Yeah.
Where did you go for medical care?
Well,
here in Pittsburgh, when you had to go to a doctor, where did you go?
Well, I had years ago, I had Dr. Lieber, the house doctors.
Doctors that came to private doctors?
Yeah, private doctors.
Did you ever go to a hospital?
Oh, yeah, I was many times in the hospital.
No, I mean, in the first period, did you ever go to a clinic, or that's what they
no,
mean?
No, not like that, no.
You just went for a dentist or
that's
doctor,
it, that's
always
it.
Private
doctor. Naturally, I was operated a couple of times, so I had my family.
Now we come to the main question that I wanted to ask you before, and I stopped you. The organizations that you joined here in Pittsburgh.
I joined after a year, being here a year, and not working, and didn't have anything to do, and you know what? I used to walk down. I couldn't afford to pay the nickel. They lived on Crawford Street.
Yeah.
You know where Crawford Street is?
Yeah.
Down to Penn Avenue, I used to walk. I didn't have the nickel.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't spare the nickel. So after that, I was recommended to join the Palazai.
Mm-hmm.
So then I joined it
and
I met my...
Do you have any idea who started the Polizion here in Pittsburgh?
Here in Pittsburgh, I don't know, but
or when it was started?
No, I don't remember because when I joined, they were already here.
Who's a good person for me to ask about the beginning of the Polizion? Who's a good person for me to talk to about it?
Let me think. I can't think of anybody. Can't remember who was here. Maybe Bess Podolsky knows. I don't think she knows. No, she doesn't
know. We'll work in circle, you know.
No, work
what other organizations did you join after the Polizion?
Then the Pioneer Women came.
When?
Up. When? In the 30s.
Oh, this is already later. I know Sophie Uden came.
Sophie Uden?
She's from Pittsburgh.
That's it.
I know.
Well, I'll tell you.
Ugh. Organizations.
Okay. So it's hard. It belongs to the Polizei.
Aber das sind die erste Zeit.
Aber das sind die erste Zeit, die sehr Polizei in Paris.
Ja.
Und nachher aber sich umgeschlossen in der Pioneer.
Das ist schon in der 30s.
Yeah.
But before that, did you belong to a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
No, now I belong to the Young People's Synagogue.
No, but your husband belonged to a synagogue.
Oh, yeah, I belong to the Young People's Synagogue.
He also used to belong to him.
Oh, yeah, he was listening.
But when were they? They were only founded about 25 years ago. Where did he belong before then? Well, you got married in 1918.
Warte, bin ist mein Mann gegangen, in Umfang gesagt, in der russischen Schule, in Umfang, auf dem Ball dort.
Now, did you belong to any Talmud Torah or anything?
No.
Like, any of those?
No.
Did you belong to any organizations to give charity, charitable organizations?
Well, I belong not to the
Catholic. Then, we're talking about way back.
No.
Did you ever have pishkis in the house?
Oh, yeah, naturally I had pishkis, the Nationalfund box. And ich weiß es noch ein paar, aber nicht ganz so viel. Ich habe wohl gegeben, aber gegeben habe ich gedacht, ein Pushkin.
In which ways did you contribute money?
Listen, I always to the UJA and to the United Jewish Fund and to the Verband, to the Stadtrut.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
In the early days, we mean. In the early days.
As long as it was organized, whatever the connection with the Palestine or with Israel, we contributed.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to have a good time?
To have a good time? Well, usually we get together. When we're in an organizational gathering, then we're all molded on and on for Bracht. Achitz, we're getting in our theater.
Did you go with your husband? Did you go with your husband?
Sure.
No, because we talk to people sometimes who came when they were children, and
And I was always active in the Pioneer Women as long as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I was a very ardent member and a good worker.
Now I'm going to ask you another question, but don't laugh at me. Did you participate in any sports?
No. Why should I laugh?
Because some people,
wait a minute, you're getting in the Young People's Synagogue, yeah. Can't you wrap a port and open?
Also,
I can't get skiing, so I can't get in an hospital, I don't know.
In Zaningele zijn gewin bij mij ook als gast. Zaningele Mark is een hobby van mijn ziens. En al wat hem aangeladen is, ook met hem water skiing.
En hij is gegaan skiing en nog zo gebroken af is en is gewin.
Did you know about the YMCA in Pittsburgh when you came?
I heard about it, but I was never associated with them and I never got any help or anything, no.
Did you, any other non-Jewish agencies?
No.
That, were there any local places that people used to come to meet, like a restaurant, cafe?
Well, naturally, we used to come into Weinstein's restaurant as we green all the
Tell me about it.
For everybody. Weinstein's restaurant is green the home of everybody.
Tell me about it.
Well, playing with our doctors, I'm going to have a meeting, and I'm going to have a meeting. That was the main place to go.
It's not like that anymore. People still go to Weinstein's, but it's not the
same thing. There isn't the atmosphere for it. It's a touch and an under crowd and an under atmosphere.
Did they have discussions and everything over there?
That's it. The whole Weinstein's.
Any other places that people used to go to meet other people?
I don't remember exactly.
Any halls or?
Well, I think we were in the Zionistischen Hall, the Zionist Hall in Center Avenue. Dort I went the Aim for all of them. And in the back I went the Hebrew Institute. Dort I think we were all together. We were all together as members. They were teachers. And in the Hebrew Institute, in the meantime, there were members from the Palestine. And you know what? There were the Malchume, the first Malchume, flags on the Blue Mondays. And my mother didn't work. They didn't work on Mondays.
Why?
I don't know why. They were the Blue Mondays. As I got a meeting, flags out with 10, 11 Zeger, as I was very smart, I got to the Javier Menois, dürfen verbringen und umsetzen danach, weil man sich in der Früh gedacht hat, dass man zu der Arbeit. Flegen, das war Opelin.
Opelin?
Opelin, sure. Aha. Ich hatte gut ein. Pflege zusammenkommen, mit Pflege verbringen, reden wegen verschiedenen Sachen.
In other words, to have a good time meant discussions and
that's it, definitely, like that. Definitely.
You didn't smoke pot?
No, definitely not. I can assure you.
How did you meet people during the first 5 years?
Well, during the organization. Mm-hmm. I mean, secretary by the Palestinian Amor. Mm-hmm. I was always an active member. Das ist klar. Ich habe direkt genannt, die Pioneer Women. Sie wissen, dass ich bin nicht von gewisser Sicht lebe.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
No.
Did any of the first friends that you met during the early time remain friends till now? Or through
yes.
The years?
Whether we still...
Whether you still keep up friendship
sure,
with some of the early friends?
Sure. Listen, me, on the God's way friend. They were very close friends of us, very close friends. And some kingdom of God, some nobodies, some God, they had relatives, but they didn't get along with them. And believe it or not, the names given name to be closer than our relatives, closer. And you know what? So the Green Bay, the cranky mansion, one night, they call us up that she's sick, we should come right away. They lived in Sherbrooke. Ich habe meinen Mann umgehoppt und genommen die Karte und sie kommen zu laufen und wir fahren da sitzen in a chair dead already. Sie gehen der Doktor dort und listen, sucht der Doktor, der frühe Doktor, I want you to help me to put her on a couch. Also immer zu nehmen auf dem Couch, she was dead. And it was in the middle of the night around 1 o'clock. Sucht er also, it's a means, we can't call the undertaker, it's a banach. Wir haben warten, wir waited till it got, you know, daylight. And we called them up, we called Blanks, and they came and took her away. And er bleibt also sitzen, sucht er also, ich doch mich nicht überlassen, du allein, sogar, was meint ihr, überlassen, ein Kind mit uns, was ist ihr besitzen? We started to take out the keys and change the pants, and I'm gonna fall in the store. They were our closest friends. You don't see too many.
Do you have any family here in Pittsburgh?
No. I'm telling you, I didn't have anybody.
With whom did you celebrate your Stolim?
The what?
The Seder.
The Seder?
Yeah.
Well, it was like that. Before, when I went by Morris, before the marriage. Nachher, when I was alone, I was the Seder, and for sich alone, and then after all, then my aunt came out and the family talked to us, they were sick, I got 4 kids. And I didn't have to work all alone, to do everything myself, and it was a job, especially Pesach, though, I have to tell you. So.
Now here's something that you started telling me about. During the first 5 years, that means from 1914 to 1919 or 1920,
yes,
so
we were married in 1918.
Did you keep up your contacts with the people in Europe or with other parts of the world?
Yes, yes.
Because you tell me you brought them all over.
I just brought over, it happened to an aunt of mine, with an uncle and their son. Mm-hmm. So they came in, they came here, it was in 1923, I think. Mm-hmm. 1923 or 22.
Just before the quota?
Yes,
or you had
yes.
to get special papers
no,
from
no,
everything?
No, they came here and...
here to Pittsburgh? Both,
yeah, they were in Pittsburgh and their son was a great lawyer and he died very young. They had only son. So he died and left the family. And,
do you have family in other parts, in Israel or other parts of the world that you keep
I'll
up
tell
the
you,
contact?
All I have is a sister. We are married, 2 sisters to 2 brothers, we were married. So my sister is living in Florida. Mm-hmm. And my husband has a sister, that the one she called Mina. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, I don't have too much family. We had cousins and we are not too close with them, but I'm not a big family.
Are you an American citizen? Are you an American citizen?
Oh, yeah.
How did you get your citizenship?
Through my husband's citizenship papers.
When did he come here?
He came a year before me. Mm-hmm. And right away he applied for...
When did you first vote?
The first vote?
When did you first vote?
Well, listen, as soon as I became a citizen, I started to vote, sure.
When?
My husband.
Do you remember the year?
You know, but 20 or so. My husband became a citizen, right? He applied for his first papers. And then, through his papers, I became a citizen.
To what party did you belong?
Usually wherever we live, wherever...
No, which, the Democrat or Republican, that's what they
call. Oh, Democrats.
Can you tell me why you joined the Democrat Party?
Well, it's more liberal and it appealed to me better.
Were you active in the party?
No.
When did you first meet the person that you married, and how did you meet him?
In the organization.
In Politzium?
In the Politzium Party.
When? When did you meet him?
Then, let's say about 1915, 16. I joined around 1915, then I met my husband.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
How long we were?
How old were you?
Oh, I was a young girl.
When you got married, I mean?
Oh, in my 20s.
You don't want to tell me? Okay. How old was he? How old was your husband when you got married?
Same age.
Do you remember the date that you got married?
The 9th of August.
What year?
1980.
You were married here.
Uh-huh.
How long had you known each other? About two or three years.
2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. If you had stayed in Europe, do you think that you would have had a prearranged marriage, a shidduch?
No.
Was your husband from the same country? Yes, he was a Pliskova, so I know. Also a Ukrainer. Did anybody, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. Did you or your friends or your family, anybody in your family, marry non-Jews?
No.
What was your feeling about intermarriage?
About what?
Intermarriage.
Listen, I'm against it with all my heart, and I hope and pray.